Friends in Christ Jesus, I'd like to begin with first correcting an announcement, which I heard during the sharing of the piece. The youth meet not next Sunday for the laser tag, but next Saturday. So if you come Sunday, you'll be a day late. Saturday, right? All right. Thank you. Now for the message, the sermon. Let me share with you, friends in Christ, what you already know. Life has value because Christ gives it value. We know that through our Christian faith, don't we? And this is Sanctity of Life Sunday, as I said in the welcome and the announcements. And it's a good time to celebrate life as a gift from God. We learn to value life from the moment of fertilization to birth, and all through the different stages. We learn that because the Son of God was born that way, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he became flesh and blood in the womb of Mary. Life, physical life, is a gift from God. Jesus was fearfully and wonderfully made, physically knit together by the Father Creator. At his baptism, Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit. He was, we could say, God's temple, worthy to be honored by his followers, even after his death and burial. And the same can be said for us in a certain sense as well. Our bodies were created by God in his image, right? And they are fearfully and wonderfully made, as the psalmist says. He knit them together in our mother's wombs. And these, our bodies, have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, and so they too are the temple of God, to be respected and cared for as God's gifts to us. We learn the value of our lives from Jesus' atonement on the cross. He cared enough to give his life into death for our sins. So much he loves us. It was part of the Heavenly Father's plan. It says in 1 Timothy 2 that God loves being so much, that he wants all people to be saved. Yes, rich or poor, young or old, male or female, a child in the womb or an old grandparent with multiple health problems, all of them, God loves. And so we really do celebrate life on this Sunday, our lives and the lives of others. After Christmas, during New Year's celebration, we visited Diane's mom in Hutchinson, Kansas. We also saw our sister down in Wichita. And one afternoon, we were sitting around in the living room in Hutchinson with Diane's mom. And I had indicated that I had read a Lutheran Hour devotion that really struck my chord. It was December 30th, and it was on the value of life. I thought, wow, what a connection with this Sunday, right? And in this devotion, Dr. Carey talked about how not everyone values life. For some people, it was like life isn't valuable. Now, we know better. We know that life was given and valuable because we're forgiven sinners, redeemed by Jesus, loved by God. Jesus suffered and died for our sins, as I said earlier. Certainly, he does love us. We are precious to him. But not everyone felt that way because they get to the point where maybe their suffering or their age doesn't let them feel like they're good for anything anymore. They can't do things like they used to be able to do. And so they may feel they're good for nothing and they just want God to end their life and take them home to heaven. Their work here is done, they feel. But actually, life is precious, as I'll say more about in a little bit, not just because of what we can or can't do, but because of who we are. But first, let me share with you what Diane's mom had to say after I talked to her about this Lutheran Hour devotion. She said, I was one in a class of about 25, and I had to have eyeglasses. I was the only one in that class with eyeglasses. In fact, the only one in the school, she said, I think. And she said, the kids made fun of me. She said, today you'd call that bullying. But she came home, told her mom, and her mom had this to say to her. Don't you worry about what they say. You are a precious child of God. Doris is 91 years old now, 92, pardon me. But she remembered that, and I hope each one of you will remember. For as long as you live, you are a precious child of God. No matter what people may do to make fun of you or belittle you, you are God's own child. The Holy Spirit has brought you to that point of belief, and Jesus thinks you are worthy of his life, of his spirit gift, and his presence with you in your life to give you that peace through all the ups and downs that Grayson talked about. Our theme, our scripture verse on this year's Life Sunday is, blessed is the one who considers the poor in the day of trouble. The Lord rescues him. We've heard about how we are blessed by God. He comes to us. And we're also blessed to be a blessing to others, to share that message. He is the one who considers the poor, the weak, the lowly. He is the one who sees people in their sins, some of them following the devil and his works and ways. And Jesus sees our helpless, sinful condition, and he comes to us. He doesn't stay away from us. He doesn't avoid us because of our sins. And that's the very reason he came down to earth, isn't it, Jesus, to be our Savior from sin. And that's why he lets this sinful world continue so more can come to know that message of salvation and believe and one day be saved and go to heaven. He doesn't want us to consider either whether the poor and the needy are worthy of our help. He wants us to follow his example of caring for the poor and the lonely, regardless of their circumstances, because of his eternal love for them. We have a chance to do that through the Pregnancy Care Center as well, don't we? Oh, the depth of the love revealed to us in Jesus, who endured hatred and betrayal, suffering and death in order to rescue us, so our lives could be knit together and used for his purposes. Precious children of God. And yes, we know the rest of the story, don't we? Jesus knew his vindication would come. He knew that his death would lead to life and defeat to victory. And his resurrection is the revelation, the revealing of his victory over sin, death, and the devil. Yes, it reinforces the value of the lives he came to save, that we are important to God. Is there anyone among us who is outside the love of God? Is there anyone in our community for whom Jesus did not suffer and die? Is there anyone whom the Lord does not want to comfort with his love and forgiveness and hope? I don't think so. Let's be that witnessing light to one another. To those who are stuck in their guilt and their shame, or those who are sick and suffering, those who have lost a spouse or child, to those who are enduring mental distress, to those who have endured the hostility, the belittling and making fun of others, those who have abandoned the faith, and maybe those who think they're not good enough to be part of the church or the congregation. Blessed is the one, Jesus Christ, who gave his body into death to prove his love for all people so that they would know that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Those aren't just my words. The Apostle Paul said them. They're a promise. May they know that all life and all human beings are important to him, and that he baptizes and feeds and supports us with his word, his spirit, and his gifts. Celebrate his life in you, around you, and through you. Thanks be to God. Amen.